Leave out the sympathies of this one and the sympathies of that one and the feeling of this one and the feeling of that one. Beloved friends and elders, Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, Aaj sare duniya pareshani mein hai. Aur aise tadbeere soch raha hai, jo unko zyada pareshani mein dal raha hai. Today this whole world is in problems, in grief and anxiety, and are using such means to take them out of this anxiety and problems, that is only increasing their problems and anxiety. Then he used to say, Ab aap, aapko deen ke khatir, pareshani mein dalo, taki Allah sare insano ko pareshani se najat de. Now you, put yourself in difficulty and hardship for the sake of deen, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves the entire mankind from hardship and difficulty. We are a blessing to the whole world. Yesterday in Jumma, Maulana said, we are a blessing. If we take pity on the people of the earth, the one in the sky will take pity on us. And my beloved brothers, it was common knowledge. It was common understanding. In Medina Munawwara, a little child came and the little child started crying. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu asked the child, why are you crying? The child said, my father passed away. He said, beta, make sabr. He said, no, I'm not crying because of that. I'm crying because my father passed away at home. What would the other children in the gullies of Makkah, Madina, Munawwara say when they hear that my father passed away at home and their father's passed away in the path of Allah? Huh? This ummah has been sent for this, taken out for this. Wallah, in our dunya also, khuda ki qasam. My beloved brothers, Allah forgive us. We think earning, working will bring earnings. This is deception. Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain, in the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, say, my beloved brothers, Umar radiallahu anhu was sitting behind Rosa Agdas. And the wealth of Persia and Rome was pouring into Medina Munawwara. Umar radiallahu anhu was crying like a little baby, weeping. And he said, if this is good, why didn't come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why didn't come to Umar bin Khattab, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Oh Allah, you're testing me. Oh Allah, you're testing me. And he took gold bars and he was chucking them over the wall, my beloved brothers. What we have taken as the means of success, that is what Allahu Akbar, Shaitan has taken as the means of success. Our elders say, my beloved brothers, one of the most disturbing things on the face of this earth, or frightening thing is, Shaitan fears a man with poverty. And how? The richer you come, the greater the fear comes into your heart. Then Umar radiallahu anhu said, pointing to the wealth, how beautiful he said, this is the thing that will separate father from son. This is the thing that will separate this one from that one. One Amir came to Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahab and he said, Hazrat Ji gave us a certain country to do because we got wealth. Haji Sahab got angry. Since when this work works on wealth? Abdul Rahman Saleh, Allah Pak Falis Kabar Rahmatullah Ali, Falis Kabar Wat Noor, how beautiful he used to say. He said, those brothers who go to a country thinking that their wealth took them to that country, they will spread the incorrect yakin in that country. Our work is not money. Our work is not shops. Our work is not jobs. Our work is to get accepted by Allah. Allah ne is kaam ko kabool kiya. Ab aap ko kabool kara lo. Get ourselves accepted. Turn to Allah. Wallah, money can't take us. Visas can't take us. If Allah accepts us, who can leave us? And if Allah does not accept us, who can take us? My beloved brother, we have to go to the whole world to establish every hukam of Allah, every order of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, my beloved brothers, imagine. Just a certain group of people decided, we are not paying zakat. What Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had to say? Today, my beloved brothers, there's hardly a hukam of Allah alive. When the hukam of Allah is not alive, worse than that is who is also making that hukam, hasn't got yakin in that hukam. A namazi got yakin. A person making salah got more yakin. Like Allah forgive, we are speaking about ourselves. We got more yakin on our wage packet at the end of the month than we got on 2 rakats namaz. Allah's Nabi alayhi salam said, the person who makes 5 times a day salah, wallah, my beloved brothers, Allah will make his risk easy. Our yakin is not on debt. Our yakin is whether he's got a shop or not. Our yakin is whether we got a job or not. Disgrace and embarrassment is not to have a job or not to have a shop or to be financially. This is what we call embarrassment. Beloved friends, men not making namaz. What about death? Imagine Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most merciful, who could not take a camel crying. When he saw the camel crying, he went and petted the camel. Then he asked, who is the owner of the camel? The owner came. He said, please, Do not put a burden on this camel heavier than it can bear, because on the day of Qiyamah you'll have to give an account for this. That Nabi of Allah said, forget making namaz. That Nabi of Allah said, who makes his namaz in his house? I wish I can collect the boys and make a fire and put those houses on fire. We got Darul Ulooms, we got masjids, probably the best in the world. But for Fajr namaz, khudai kasam, my beloved brothers, it cannot allow any one of us to sit at home. There's hardly a masjid in South Africa that can say we got more than 10% namazis for Fajr namaz. The work of Dawat is a serious work. It's not, my beloved brother. We have to go to one person. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to this effect. My example, and that is like that a person is walking towards Jahannam, and I'm catching him by his hips and pulling him towards Jannat, pulling him towards Jannat, pulling him. We have been sent. Go to everyone in every house with the most loving and most sweet words, speaking about Allah's greatness and Allah's Qudrat, and taking one person and bring him to the house of Allah. Bring him to the house of Allah. Bring him to the house of Allah. Oh Allah. Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers, one youngster was with us in Karachi. We went to one person for Tashkil. He said, Bhai Sulaiman, we should keep Roza that Allah Pak gives this person Hidayat. Huh? We want everyone, my beloved brothers, a worry, Allahu Akbar, a concern, a pain to come into our heart. Amal is one thing. Amal is one thing. What the ummah needs is fikr. What the ummah needs is bechani. What the ummah needs is gham. What the ummah needs is some people, my beloved brothers. Allah, like we say, a man who's got a headache, that headache will put him to sleep. But when a person's got a toothache, that toothache will wake him up from the sleep. What? We have to get that pain. Like how Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, the whole night used to pass were in worry, in pain, in concern, in fikr. Becheni, my beloved brothers, becheni. Allahu Akbar, the greatest Nabi of Allah, the greatest Nabi of Allah. It is said, my beloved brothers, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi Allah, you have gone old. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one ayat in the Quran has made me old. Ask what ayat was that, something to this effect? Fastakim kama umir. Are you doing as we say? Imagine the Nabi of Allah was worried, how was he doing what Allah wants? Today we are content on what we're doing. I made my tasbihat, Allah shukr. I made my tilawat of Quran, Allah shukr. I gave my chilla for 1 year. Hidayat will not come like that, my beloved brothers. We need some of us, or every one of us sitting here, to decide that this is the object of our life, and a time to come now that we give chillas to our shop, and 3 days to our shop, and 2.5 hours to our shop, and give the rest of the time to the people of the part of Allah, going house to house, person to person. Allahu Akbar, what worry and concern. In Yemen, a Jamaat from Saudi Arabia went to Yemen. They came to that little area. They found that 100% men, women and children, all of them, 11 o'clock in the morning, 100% men in the masjid. They asked them, but what happened here? The person said so nicely, one young man went for 4 months. When he came back, every person he saw, he gave him dawat. He worked on him. He worked on him. He worked on him. He worked on him. It is said he carried on like that. The elders of our community got upset, thinking that now, rather we kick him out of this town, or we take his life. Why? Because he's a great disturbance. He said, in the time they were still deciding, he took 6 other youth with him for 3 days. He said, when they came back, now there were 7 who were mad, and the effect of 7 mad is what you see. This is what we need. My beloved, this work is not a work. Allahu Akbar, I completed my zikr. I did my 2.5 hours. I did my 3 days. No, my beloved brothers, until the whole town's 3 days are not given, my 3 days are not complete. Until the whole town is not for namaz, my feeling, Allah, this is not from us. Umar radiallahu anhu, Salman radiallahu anhu, misses Fajr namaz with Jamaat. Umar radiallahu anhu goes to his house, asks his mother, where was Salman radiallahu anhu? Mother says, last night he was in ibadat the whole night. At the time of Fajr, sleep overpowered him. He couldn't make it. At that, Umar radiallahu anhu said, better than the worship of the whole night is to make Fajr namaz with Jamaat. Umar radiallahu anhu was of the same concern. Who follows him won't be raised amongst him on the day of Qiyamah. To one, whether it is our local work, whether it is outwork. At this moment, my beloved brothers, we have to get Allah forgive us. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullahi used to say, the death of a da'i is the death of fikr in him. We have to get bechain, we have to get restless, we have to get worried, we have to get concerned. Don't worry. Allah, today Allah forgive. My beloved brothers, the sickness of da'wat has become, oh, what a talk. The talk's days are over. Now, how many jamaats are coming out? How many people are coming in the path of Allah? How many have taken this worry? How many of us? Hafiz Patel, my beloved brothers, he asked by Shamshi, ab tak namaz se lene sikha? Have you learned to draw from Allah's treasures to namaz? When our desire, beloved, how our yakin can come on amal? Recently we were in Bangladesh, my beloved brothers. Solat Sikandar went to Bhai Abdul Wahab sahab. So Allahu Akbar, he said, that day when a person begins to feel in his heart that now through my amal Allah is providing for me, he said, ab ibtida hua, now you have started. Namaz is not a duty. Namaz is the link to solve every problem of ours through namaz, my beloved brothers. Huh? How that yakin can go away from shops and come onto namaz? A person to wake up working in a bakery for the past 40 years is waking up every day tahajjud time, but to go to the bakery. Huh? And, so, and namaz at the time of tahajjud, what yakin is there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the first heaven and asks, oh my slave, what do you want? Imagine to go to the bakery to bake the bread that we understood, but to take from tahajjud that we didn't understand. How does ummah can understand this, my beloved brothers? Will come, my beloved brothers, when we leave our homes, we leave our wife, we leave our children, go in the path of Allah, under all condition, under all circumstances, what the pain and the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bend our last cent, my beloved brothers, go in the path of Allah through every crevice, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, till there is nothing with us, and then see, my beloved brothers, who, where and where, how and how, Allah Ta'ala will spread hidayat, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar, Hinda radiyallahu anha, that woman who had the audacity to chew the liver of Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu anhu, my beloved brothers, when the wind of hidayat came, Allah didn't leave her alone without hidayat. Huh? Abu Jahl's son runs away from hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted hidayat to come to him. Allah gave him hidayat. A sahabi says, my donkey can come onto hidayat, but I'll not come onto hidayat. He said, when the winds of hidayat blew, Allah ta'ala gave him hidayat. Who Allah ta'ala left, my beloved brother? We are the people. If we make the decision in our heart that we have been sent for the work of hidayat, the worry of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pain of Nabi alayhi salam, imagine Allahu Akbar, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leaving this dunya, is leaving this world. Allahu Akbar, at that time, the angels come to him and say, oh Nabi Allah, your sakrat, your death, your last moment will be easy, but your ummah will be difficult. Our Nabi alayhi salam turns around and says, ya Allah, make my sakrat difficult, so my ummah sakrat can be made easy. So every Nabi had a dua, alayhi salam had a dua, which he utilized on the face of this earth. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam reserved his dua for the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that worry, my Allahu Akbar, it is said, when Surah Wadduha was revealed to Janabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, something to this effect. When Surah Wadduha was revealed, it was a surah of consolement to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Janabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something to this effect. I'll only be happy when my whole ummah will be forgiven. See, on the day of Qiyamah, when every Nabi will be in the alam of Nafsi, 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 only Muhammad Habibullah will be in the alam of Ummati, 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 Ummati. I say the Ummat will be drowning. Nabi alayhi salam will go in sajda. The Ummat will be drowning in their perspiration. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam will go in sajda. Anas radiallahu anhu asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam, on the day of Qiyamah, if I'm looking for you, where will I find you? He said, either at three places. Either at Hose Kosar, when my thirsty Ummat will come, I'll give them water with my Mubarak hands. Or at the Pul Sirat, when my Ummat will be falling towards Jahannam, I'll catch them and pull them, put them towards Jannat. Oh, Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, at the scales, if their bad deeds exceed their good deeds, I lend my hand to the side of their good deeds so that their bad deeds fly up. It is said Allah has placed the special position of Maqam-i Mahmood for no malaika, no anbiya, no shuhada, only for Janabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says all Nabi alayhi salam will do, he'll put his hand on that out of Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that worry will be my ummat, my ummat, my ummat, my ummat, my beloved brothers. That Nabi who loved for us, like how Maulana said last night, Allahumma, ya Allah, we are not fit to recite durood on our Nabi. Oh Allah, you send durood to our Nabi. Today, my beloved brothers, Khudai Qasam, taking pity on our own condition, our incorrect yakin that is in our heart. We all are weak. Allah forgive us, my beloved brothers, to take pity on our own condition and the condition of the entire mankind. Our elders say, yakin to yakin walo se felte hai. When that yakin will be corrected in our heart, it will have an effect on the whole of mankind. Today, my beloved brothers, those brothers who haven't been to India, Pakistan for 4 months, all the brothers pay attention, my beloved brothers. Those brothers who haven't been to India, Pakistan for 4 months, those brothers stand up and say, inshallah, we are ready to go to India, Pakistan. Who amongst the brothers are there? Come, my beloved brothers. Come, beloved brothers. Who's there, inshallah? 4 months cash, inshallah. Come, my beloved brothers. Who's there turning to Allah? At this moment, shaitan will not tell us anything. All he'll tell us, it is not possible for me to go. Who's there turning to Allah? Khudai Qasam, I can't go. I am weak. Malik al-Maut will come. You'll have to go. Who's there 4 months, India, Pakistan? Who stands up turning to Allah? Come, my beloved brothers. 4 months turning to Allah. This is my need. Ya Allah, I've deceived myself. I deceive my heart. Who is there 4 months, India, Pakistan? Come, my beloved brothers. Don't search, my beloved brothers. It is not fair to search. Turn to Allah. Ask Allah. Who's there 4 months, my beloved brothers? 4 months. Who stands up? Tashkil brothers, don't write. All those brothers. 4 months cash. Who else, inshallah? Come, my beloved brothers. Turning to Allah. Allah will never tell you to leave your job. Will never tell you to close your shop. Stand up, brothers. But we'll tell Allahu Akbar, we want each brother to cry in the darbar of Allah to that extent. Tell Allah accepts him. Who's there to stand up? 4 months, India, Pakistan. Come, my beloved brothers. Who else, inshallah? Turn, my beloved brothers, young people, old people. We need jamaats to go for 4 months to India, Pakistan. Who is there? Brothers, don't leave the gathering. At this time, turn each one, make dua, make astaghfar, ask Allah, ya Allah, you accept. Who's there, inshallah? MashaAllah, who else, brothers? MashaAllah, all those brothers who gave their names, 4 months, India, Pakistan. All those brothers, stand up. Come, my beloved brothers. All those who are standing, all those go towards the Tashkil tent. Come, my beloved brother. All those brothers. Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib is there. Inshallah, just go. MashaAllah. All those 4 months, India, Pakistan. Come, go to the Tashkil tent, my beloved brothers. MashaAllah. Brothers,